Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. That's the name of this broadcast. We're in Micah chapter 4. It says, "And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Now this is something that the image of the beast, have taken up this saying, and they believe that they're going to accomplish this. Unfortunately, they believe they're going to accomplish it by force, that they're going to build the kingdom of heaven on earth by force. And of course, this is going to require the elimination of many people to bring about their peace upon earth, their Pax Romana, Pax Americana, and they're trying to bring it about by force. That's what the Inquisition is all about, the coming Inquisition and Mark of the Beast monetary system. They really believe that by taking everyone's right to bear arms away from them, that they will be able to enforce peace upon the earth. So they're working very hard at removing your right to defend yourself from you. And of course, then you have to rely upon the peacekeepers and their arms. But the peacekeepers are also the soldiers of the Inquisition when the time comes. And it's coming. It surely is coming, because the scripture says it's coming, and we can see the prophecy is unfolding perfectly before our eyes. The first beast received a deadly wound. The second beast rose out of the earth. Before that, the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed the flood that the dragon sent after the woman. And then that land, that earth, where the beast rose up, then a beast rose up out of the earth. The wilderness, that's what it signifies, the earth, because it's opposed to the sea. The sea, the scripture tells us, represents multitudes and nations and tongues, or the old world that was heavily populated at the time that the scripture was given, as opposed to the new world, the wilderness area, a place that was sparsely populated, where the second beast rose up. The second beast creates an image to the first beast. What was the first beast? It was Rome, a world-governing body. It governed the old world. Yeah, Rome did. What is an image to the beast? Well, it's a world-governing body, and it's called the United Nations. That's it. And what do the United Nations boast of? What are they going to do someday? Well, beat swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. Yes, they love to use a scripture here and a scripture there, and they think that they're going to build the kingdom of heaven on earth, and they're going to do it by force. That's what it's all about. Will you worship the beast and its image and join in helping them create their new world social order? Oh, they're going to keep swords and spears for themselves to enforce their peace. But this is not about the UN. That's not what Micah is talking about here. He's not talking about the beast number one, and beast number two in its image of the first beast. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the millennial reign of Messiah, when he shall judge. See, now, that's where the Antichrist, the vicar of Christ, comes in. He thinks, well, that's me. And he's going to try to convince everyone, that's me. I am the he that shall judge many people. And he's going to do it from, oh, guess where? Jerusalem. That's right. He's going to try to fulfill this prophecy and sit in the place of the Almighty. And he's built up a false prophecy to do it. And he's brought about circumstances to fulfill it, because he thinks that he is God on earth, that he is the vicar of Christ. And that's why they've given you three raptures to choose from in place of the resurrection. Because, see, in the Bible scheme, in the Word of God, what precedes the millennium is the resurrection of the dead. All of those that died in Christ, in Messiah, before and after Messiah, from the beginning of time, all the remnant that relied upon the promises of God and the Redeemer of mankind are going to be raised from the dead. And those that are alive at that time will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It's one and the same event. It's the last, the trump shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be risen. Those who are alive and remain at that time, about 60 years off, according to the Bible, will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Now, I'd have to live another 60 years. It's unlikely I'm going to live that long. But there are some people that will live that long. And if you're in Messiah, you will be changed when that time comes. But here's the problem. Is they're going to put on a play in the Mideast here. You can read about that on my website, The Tale of Two Antichrists. You can get my video where I outline it. You can look up the scriptures yourself and rightly divide the word. I give you the places to start there. You can dig in for yourself and verify everything that I'm saying in the word for yourself. They're going to pull off a play and start to rebuild the temple. There's no promise of a third temple in the scripture before the Messiah comes. There is no promise of a third temple before the Messiah comes. So if they start it, see, then that's going to start their play. They'll put up a puppet Antichrist who will start the whole thing, and nobody will be raptured when they start building the temple. 3.5 years later, when they put an end to it, nobody will be raptured. And everyone will say, well, it wasn't pre-trib. It wasn't mid-trib. It must be post-trib. 7 years later, no one's going to be raptured. Three disappointments. Because they've relegated the resurrection to one of three raptures, and the whole Protestant church has totally bought into it. See, the Catholics, they don't care about the rapture. They're ready to accept, they've already accepted the Pope as the Christ, the returned Christ, the vicar of God on earth. He is the God-man to them. He is their God, the Lord God, the Pope, Christ, God's representative on earth. You don't see the Catholics bickering about rapture, do you? No, that's for the Protestants to be disappointed in. So when it comes to the third one and they're not raptured out or resurrected, then, well, it must be wrong. I guess this must be right. And then they're going to say, oh, the Pope shall judge many nations and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. See, they're going to attempt to do this by the arm of flesh. And everyone's going to believe it, except for the elect. If your eyes aren't opening now, they will be open then, if you're one of His, if you're in His kingdom. If His law is being written upon your heart, if you practice righteousness, your eyes will be open at that time if they aren't open before. Consider the things that the Heavenly Father has revealed to His saints, the things that I'm telling you. Search them out. Try to exclude them. If you can exclude anything I'm saying by the scripture, then I want to hear about it right away, so that I can correct my view, so that I don't lead anybody astray out there. If you can exclude anything I'm saying by the scripture, please let me know. Crosstheborder.org. I have a contact page there. Please help me out. I'll publish it there on the contact page, or whatever appropriate page that you find an error on, that's something you can exclude by the scripture. And everybody can be edified thereby. If you can exclude something, like I've excluded the Nephilim being demons mating with the daughters of men. It's excluded by the scripture. Everything reproduces after its kind. I have two evidences. The Messiah says that we become as the angels of heaven. They neither give or take in marriage. You know, the angels don't marry. They don't procreate. Angels don't have angel babies. Right? So I got two witnesses in the scripture, and I have creation, a witness in creation. I don't see the genetic soup thing going on out here. Certainly after 5,000 or 6,000 years, we would be swimming in genetic soup if that were possible. But it is not possible. Our God has not lost control. He put safeguards in. He tells about those safeguards in Genesis when he created. He tells us about the safeguards he put in. Everything after its kind. You don't see cows mating with people and coming out with half-breeds. And so you don't have spiritual beings mating with beings of flesh and coming out with half-breeds, hybrids. It's all lies. It's all lies. See, it's excluded by the scripture. So much of the wall of false prophecy can be easily excluded by scripture, like the gap that they placed between Daniel and between the 69th and the 70th week. Excluded by scripture. There's nothing in scripture that supports it. It's all conjecture. And that's what the false prophets rely on, conjecture. They like to quote scripture, and everyone goes, because who can understand it? Who can know it all? It's difficult. And so they quote some scripture, and it sounds good, so people believe it. And they follow the false prophets and buy their books and make them rich. Make them all millionaires. This is not about the vicar of Christ. This is about the return of the Messiah. This is the promise of God. There will be a resurrection. If there isn't a resurrection accompanying the return of Christ, then it is the false Christ. It is the Antichrist, the true Antichrist, not the puppet they're going to put up so they can force the kingdom of God, their version of it. Remember, the violent take it by force. This is not the New World Order that we're talking about. This is not going to be implemented by man, or by the United Nations, or by any confederation between the first beast, the second beast, and the image of the beast. We're reading about the millennial reign of Messiah. And in his calendar, that we have a clear chronology from, it's about 60 years off. And the resurrection? I'm not letting go of my hope. There's no way I'm relegating the resurrection to one of three raptures, which all three are going to be a disappointed. The resurrection is not a pre-tribulation rapture. The resurrection is not a mid-tribulation rapture. The resurrection is not a post-tribulation rapture. It is the resurrection to life. It is the event that precedes the true coming of the Messiah, who will come, like he said, not in a man, but it will be him. He will come in his glorified body, and we will receive a body like his at that time. Anything else is a counterfeit, and Satan is very good at counterfeits. He has the entire monetary system of the world to convince you that his counterfeits are true. He has control of the media through his money. He has control of the government, the Congress, all the governments of men through his money. Because money is power. Money answers all things. And it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. Why would not Satan, who desires to control and gain the governments of all the earth, not control the money? He does. Satan's monetary system has taken over the whole earth. When you get rid of the Fed, there's a big move on to get rid of the Fed now. You're playing right into Satan's, not that the Fed's a good thing. It's his too. But it's just part of his game. You're going to think you're doing a good thing by getting rid of the Fed? But what comes after the Fed? Of course, the mark of the beast, the one world, new social order, and mark of the beast monetary system. That's what you're going to get in its place. Cross the border into his kingdom. Learn obedience. Walk in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit. That's the only hope you have. And of course, standing against the beast, standing against the mark of the beast monetary system, may eventually cost you your life, or you may be find a safe place if you're led by the Holy Spirit for the last 40 years Inquisition. But I know it's coming. I believe that in 20 years it will be fully implemented. I honestly believe that. And that the last 40 years before Messiah returns, it will be fully implemented in the earth. And there will be safe places. I believe that too. Because as much as Satan and his minions like to control everything, they never will be able to control everything. Let's see. We're in Micah chapter 5. And looks like we're not going to finish Micah today. So I'm going to pretty much leave it off there. We got some good stuff coming up in Micah. Do a little housework here for the website. Visit me. Visit my website, crosstheborder.org. Please support this ministry in any way you can. If you can support it monetarily, find out how to do that by visiting the website. Get the DVD. Send us a donation every month. If you're giving to one of these other wicked ministries out there and you're learning something that there's something that's not quite right about them, that they're building on the wall of false prophets, don't consider stopping giving to, immediately stop. Withdraw your funding from these wicked false prophets who prophesy for money, and consider supporting First Amendment Radio or wherever the Heavenly Father wants you to support. Pray about it and send that support where the Word of God is really being preached, and they're not building on the wall of false prophets, and you're not sending your labor into the kingdom of Satan. And I know a lot of people do that innocently. They believe. And the Heavenly Father judges you. But when you learn the truth and your eyes start to open and you realize that these guys are false prophets out there, they have a lot of different, they have a lot of things that sound good too. They have altar calls and they boast about the thousands, the hundreds and thousands that get saved through their ministry. And yes, it's true. People do get saved through false ministries, but it's really the Word of God that saves people. And I know that because I've met some of them that have been saved at these great crusades. Many went there and went through the motions and went through the emotional experience of being saved, but you don't see any fruit in their lives. They just go on and they forget all about it. Oh, yeah, I got excited. I remember how. Yeah. But it gets old after a while. I've heard all this, And I go, well, gee, that's too bad that it gets old after a while. I'm glad that it gets new every day. It's new every morning, as the scripture says. If it's not new every morning, maybe you need to, get back to your first love and renew your faith. And there's a handful that dig into the Word of God and they get serious about their faith, and repentance becomes a real thing for them, and they continue to be perfected in Messiah. And He becomes, and His kingdom becomes the focal point of your life. If it doesn't become the focal point of your life, then you're off the path. You've taken your eye off the prize. It must be the focal point of your life. If he and his kingdom is not the focal point of your life, regardless of what your job is, he's still the focal point. What can I do for his kingdom here today and what I'm doing? And if your job is just maybe menial, but it's a job and it's honest labor, well, you can take your money and you can invest it into his kingdom. You can join in the labors of others that are spending all of their time laboring in his kingdom. But definitely stop feeding these false prophets. They want you to send them money to help them find the red heifer. And these guys get millions of dollars. And then they get to fly over to Israel and make all kinds of fancy videos to impress you. And they get to show you what others are doing, how they're practicing with all the implements of the temple. And they have a complete mock-up of the temple out in the desert. And it's all going to happen. Yes, it will. The play, they want that play to happen. Otherwise, how is the Antichrist going to sit in the temple if it isn't there? And through the disappointment of your three raptures, stand up and say, I am the fulfillment of prophecy. How's he going to do that? It will happen. It's just a matter of time. Okay, you're listening to Cross the Border, and I think we're just about done for the day. So we'll see you next time on Cross the Border. In everything you say, in everything you do, bless His holy name. Hallelujah.